We stand before and in the midst of each other as individuals, carved out of the space, the past, the bodies and experiences we have occupied during the storms and calms of our existence. Each with his or her own agenda, collections of dreams, ought-tos, have-tos, want-tos, or better-nots that reach for fulfillment, for survival, for selfness. We face each other in separation, thinking that because we seem different, there's not enough for each of us, stranded on the outskirts of our being, looking for a passport to center. As I ride my fickle feelings and my unquenchable yearnings for more, or something else, or less of that, anything but what is within, where I fear coming face to face with the terror that the love that I say I want might actually find me, and in that all-consuming embrace, I might simply disappear. But is our more or something else the same for each of us? Do our dreams resonate, or continually rebound in the dumb echoes of our isolation? A cross-meshing of goals and aspirations, often at odds, though destined for convergence in a non-negotiable eternity. We face one another and search for a point to connect, some crisp focus that will draw us into union, some shared friendly history that will allay my distrust and make it safe enough for me to let my walls implode. We seek an inroad into each other's souls, where somehow we can invest one another with a practical vein of hope, a viable avenue for growth together in this time of aching disillusionment. I am looking here now to connect, to find a place of agreement where we can truly say yes to each other without compromise, knowing that we may have given some of ourselves away, but trusting that it will return, expanded from use, enriched from crossbreeding. I am drawn into the vortex where yin meets yang, the apex of a triangle where we can be male and female to each other, sensitive enough to thrust, receptive enough to feel. I look for the unwinding of that which keeps us apart, the unfolding of that which draws us together. And yet, we do walk to different rhythms, have different mouths to feed, different tastes. methods, and concerns. What then is our connection? What is the explosive nexus that will shatter, permeate our resistant membranes? The non-violent way in which we can commingle, commune, conjoin, and create? Is it through the sharing of our outer beings with our chants and touchings, ideas and biases, our sex, age, size, or stories? Or is it through sharing our nakedness, exposing where we least want to be seen? Is it in being so ruthlessly honest with ourselves and our process together that we redefine the depth of the word truth? Is it in offering and receiving each other's pains, griefs, longings, and hurts without fear that we'll be tainted with the same diseases or left with the same hungers? Is it in acknowledging how we really feel about ourselves, though we want to appear invulnerable and beyond the need for confession? Is it in breaking down the spastic shells we've created to protect us from the emptiness in the face of futility? At the hands of union, the mouth of merger, the hollowness of infinity, an opening to the invitation to trust, reaching tentatively between us, making it okay to reveal the candor of our guts, to admit our bafflements. Can we find connection here as we face each other by dropping away our indigestible past and abandon ourselves to the rich, delicious, succulent present, where we can truly recognize the exquisiteness of ourselves, reflected in our beseeching eyes, just beyond our guilts and our bulbous resentments? Can we disrobe our chiffon separateness, strip fears, crimp gaze, and plummet into each other's resplendent worlds, there to find our connectedness anew in a rediscovery of our innocence, the unendingness of our identity in the humanness we know we are, in the divineness we long to be, in the humanness we think we are, in the divineness we may really be, in the humanness we think we are, within the divineness we may really be. We may.